Erskine Bowles, Simpson Bowles fame. Matt Welsh is here, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. He's with us in studio. What do you make of all this, Matt?
Well, I just lament the fact that there's nobody at the table who's actually interested in cutting the size of government. And that sounds rude or strange to the ears of Democrats who think that we're living in some kind of mythical age of austerity. But in fact, we just haven't been cutting government. We've doubled the size.
You don't think Republicans want to do that?
No. They had a shot. They had a really good shot. George W. Bush had a Republican majority in Congress, and he goosed the hell out of spending for years. There is a rump small amount of Tea Party congressmen who are interested in this, but I don't think John Boehner is ultimately interested in cutting the size of government. We're talking about $110 billion, this much, of potential cuts, and they're trying to feverishly negotiate that away without any kind of serious entitlement reform.
Are we past the point of no return, though? Have we already become a nation, and will even become more of one that is centered around our government, that does not promote private business? Can they fix it? Will anyone ever fix it?
We can fix it. I'm not an apocalyptic by nature, and everything is ultimately fixable. But the current political setup right now, the people who are at the negotiating table, what they're going to do is means test everything. We're going to means test Medicare, which will help a little bit on the edge. We're going to means test tax rates, essentially, right? The rich are going to pay more. They're going to have less in terms of deduction and all this kind of stuff. But we're never going to means test government until we have different type of people in Capitol Hill.
So you come up with something short term, you would think, and they pass it maybe right before the end of the year, but it doesn't solve, to your point, the longer term problems. Many times these things are fixable when you're forced to fix them. Dagan brings this up all the time, but when the bond market comes out with a quote message and the rates start going up, and then you say, oh, now we got to get going, but we haven't seen that yet, so it's tougher to make the argument over and over when you have record low interest rates and you're not really forced to do what you're talking about.
And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to have these interest rates, you know, overnight suddenly just because America is a huge country. But we might have come January 1st, and I think definitely we'll have, is an increased tax rates and a worse off economy. Think about it this way. It's if we actually pay for the cost of government as we have right now, that means the cost of government is a recession. If we actually pay the bill for what it the size of government right now,
begin
to pay the bill, because we're not anywhere close, we will have recession in this country, and that focuses people's minds a little bit more. But we're far off.
The solution you're talking about won't happen unless they're forced, though.
Totally, yes.
Right.
And I don't see them being forced. The whole mindset, we're not passing budgets, and we have all these year-to-year fixes and patches, and we're just going to delay it here. And they keep doing that. This whole process is an example of doing that.
But you talk about Washington needing to be different and the people in the nation's capital needing to be different, but that's up to the American people. And some people might talk about really fixing our debt and deficit problems, but when it comes down to it, they don't want to give up tax breaks they get. They don't want to pay any more. And when you start talking about cutting government, they get up in arms about cutting spending that benefits them.
That is definitely true. There are a few politicians who run talking honestly about this stuff and have been able to win a few elections. We haven't seen it on the presidential level, certainly with Mitt Romney, but the people like Rand Paul, Mike Lee, the kind of 2010, and on the state level, the Scott Walkers of the world, who said there is a reality that we're going to have to conform to. They're not all being punished at the ballot box. Some of them are beginning to win, and when we're going to see a double-dip recession and some of the effects of this irresponsibility, I think there's going to be more and more of a politics available for that.
And by the way, just kind of a programming note of sorts, we'll see what the president says later this hour. We've already heard from Boehner today, and this is all kind of playing to whoever they're playing to until the end of the year. But Matt, as always, thanks a lot. Matt Welsh, appreciate
it. Thank you.